My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. She is Maya Fisher-French, the presenter of a popular award-winning Money Matters show on ENCA and founder of Maya on Money. And if that wasn't enough, editor of the Money Pages at City Press. Wow, I'm out of breath. Maya, great to have you with us on Chai FM.
Great. Lovely to chat to you again.
So, Maya, Black Friday is a couple of days away, and I guess the place to start is by asking you whether it is for real or a scam. What's your take on Black Friday?
Well, I mean, I think it is what you make of it. I certainly don't think that Black Friday in South Africa is quite what we see in perhaps the US, where you get some really, really big discounts. But, you know, I have to be honest, if I'm planning on buying something, I do look out for some November deals, because that's often where you'll start to see the discounts. Although, you know, you often don't find the thing that you're actually looking for. But I'm just saying it's usually a good time to keep a lookout for discounts, but you have to be the one in control.
So know what you want, know the price of what you want, and make sure you're getting it at the right price. Otherwise, all it's going to do is just encourage you to overspend. I guess that's a takeaway of what you're saying now.
Absolutely. And I think that's what happens, right? So we get endless deals. Every 2 minutes, there's a new Black Friday deal in my SMS, in my inbox, on my social media. It's just everywhere. And it's encouraging you to spend. And you think, oh, wow, I never knew I needed that, or ever thought I needed it. But wow, I'm going to get it at 50% off, so let me buy it. So absolutely, it is geared to make us consume something we probably wouldn't have done otherwise, because we have this, our brains think that we just can't give up on a good deal, can we? If we think it's going to be a good deal, then, you know, we need in on it. So it's all very much psychological. I feel sometimes we are in a psychological war when it comes to this time of year.
I think you've put your finger on it. Psychological warfare, I think, is exactly the point. You know, I've been as accosted by this, I would imagine, as much as you have. I don't know, the algorithm has worked out that I'm in the market for a pair of paddle shoes. So every single paddle shoe seller in the country and more is sending me adverts, 70% off, buy your paddle shoes here. And then you go onto the site and there's nowhere, anywhere, a hint of a 70% off. It's just strange advertising that's happening. Are you finding that as well?
Okay, there's two things that are really important to understand. First of all, are the scams. So I'm more worried. So yes, is Black Friday itself a scam? Well, you know, that's one thing. But are scammers in full force? Absolutely. So you are very likely to be marketed fake sites. So you will come across a site and it'll maybe have shoes on it. And if they suddenly are a whole lot of shoes at a fantastic discount in every pair and color that you could imagine, it is a scam site. So those scam sites are incredibly prevalent over this time of year. So you have to be extremely aware of discounts that are being sort of marketed to you through social media. So that's the one part. And the other is go find out if it actually is a good deal. So I'll tell you, there's a fantastic website called Serval Tracker, like the animal, SERVAL tracker.com, that tracks the URL. If you take the URL of a take a lot deal and you pop it in there, it actually shows you the price history. So I thought, well, for this show, I'll go and find out. I saw there were some Black Friday specials on an air fryer, for example. So I actually put it into Serval. And the Black Friday special is, it's being reduced from 2,600 to 1,900. Well, actually, it only put its price up to 2,600 on the 15th of October. Up till then, it was actually 2,000 Rand. So yes, you're getting 100 Rand less than the price it had been all year, but you're not getting this massive discount that it claims. So those are the kind of tactics that are actually being used on Black Friday as well. So you can actually go, it is important to actually have tracked the prices yourself over the last few months to find out whether or not this is really the discount that they're pretending it to be.
Oh my goodness me, that has just freaked me out, what you've told me now. So that 30% off that you think you're getting is actually nowhere close, because it was always the initial price a week or two ago prior to the reduction. Scary stuff you're telling us this afternoon. So yeah, I suppose biggest traps, I would imagine it's that, thinking that the price that you are seeing is actually the original price.
Exactly. So, do your homework. You've got to enter this well armed. We spoke about it as a psychological warfare. The best way to enter a warfare is to be armed yourself. So I think you've got to be very, aware of it. I think you also need to be, if you are a spender and just somebody who just gets caught up in these things, maybe ask friends to take your credit card, or that doesn't seem to help anymore because it's all on our phones now as well. Or even go in and put blocks on your banking app that doesn't allow you to do online transactions. And then you have to go back in and actually change your transaction levels, or just create that little bit of friction for yourself before you spend. I think that gives you time to think about whether this is something you really want to do.
Well, it's really interesting because I mean, I suppose the questions I've asked have presupposed some sort of middle class status. But when I read about the top sellers last year, that they were actually toilet paper and diapers and things that people really, really require, then you kind of think we're looking at this in a completely different perspective. And for cash-strapped South Africa, if you are aware of and able to take advantage of the Black Friday specials, then maybe you are onto something really good.
That is an incredibly important point to raise. And we do see the grocery stores, the retail, those sort of retailers actually using the opportunity to provide really big discounts. And you will, if you go physically to some of those shops, you will see people lining up, from 5 o'clock in the morning to get those deals. So absolutely, there is an opportunity for people who are cash strapped to really be able to bulk up. So again, though, they would have done their research. They know that that's a good deal. They know it's worth standing in the queue for. Obviously, from a retailer's perspective, it's also getting people into the store, and then they don't just buy the toilet paper; they buy something else, and that's how they'll get their return on it. But yes, you're absolutely right. Groceries are probably one of the biggest opportunities for people when they are looking at Black Friday specials.
I want to move on, if you don't mind, to just the issue of December financial pressures, which many of us feel at this time of the year. It's a very financially stressful month. I'm just thinking holidays, travel, gifts, January school fees. What's your advice for people as to how to best to manage this crunch?
This is a really tricky time of year. I think what's even worse really is January, because most people get their salaries early, right? Most people get paid around the 16th. And suddenly it's not, it's sort of 40 days to the next paycheck. So, and people run out of money. And then we see a massive uptick in what we call payday loans in January. So I think what's really important is to budget and to say, what do I need in January? Can I put some of that money away now, or pay some of those bills in advance? Because, it's only going to be your next paycheck's only going to be on the 25th of January. So I think we do need to be quite conscious of it. And, also don't get into a situation where you feel pressurized. And I know this is easy to say, but it's really
Absolutely.
okay to say to family, you know what, guys, let's keep it simple this year. We're all under financial difficulty, and we don't have to splurge, but it does require discipline over this time. So I think it is family conversations and saying, what is really important. Do I want to be paying off for the next 6 months for the festive season? So I think we just need to be a little bit conscious ourselves.
So let's assume you were ignored and your very practical advice was ignored, and you've gone and you've overspent terribly and you've done a Christmas that is way too big. What practical steps then can people take to avoid that January financial hangover? How can they remedy the situation?
Well, it's quite tricky by then, isn't it? So I think you need to just take action. So you need to immediately go on a spending diet, like we all do, right? If you think about it, I've overeaten. How do I combat that? And I always advocate for the first month or two of the new year is to go on a spending diet. That means I only do needs, not wants. I buy absolutely nothing that is not essential. And that is one way to kind of reset yourself. The little bit of extra cash that you may be saving, you can pay into your credit card or your store cards or wherever it is that you've gone and overspent. So I think that's probably exactly what we would do if you've overeaten on the festive season, is go on a spending diet for the first few months of the year.
I'm going to ask you one final question this afternoon, and it's this: if you had to give our listeners one money mantra for the festive season, what would it be?
Have a list, write a list, and only and stick to the list. I think if we have a list, we say, this is what I'm going to spend, this is how much I'm going to spend, and I commit myself to that, to sticking to that list. I think that will get us through the, we're not saying don't beat yourself up, don't deny yourself, but just say, what is important to me? What am I going to do? And have a list. And if it's not on that list, you didn't need it or want it in the first place.
Maya Fisher French, that was important information. Thank you for your input on High FM this afternoon.